Philadelphia's school board delivered a long list of asks to city council this week, including a $318 million annual budget increase within the next 4 years. The two get together biannually to discuss the state of Philly's schools as required by the city's charter. WHYY education reporter Aubrey Juhas has more.
The ask was one of many made during a tense 4-hour-long meeting between school board members and city council. Philadelphia is the only school district in the state that can't raise its own money. Instead, it relies on local, state, and federal funding. The district's aging buildings and citywide safety were sources of tension during the meeting. The average school building was built in the 1950s, and some are more than a century old. Many have outstanding issues with asbestos, lead, and mold. The city passed a new law last year requiring the inspection of all school buildings for safety issues by 2025. The board filed a lawsuit challenging that law less than 2 weeks ago that argues enforcement could close schools unnecessarily. The topic of safety came up at first in the form of a seemingly unrelated ask: that the city provide parking permits near schools for teachers. Board members say it's been hard to hire and retain staff at schools where crime in the surrounding neighborhood is a concern. Council members brushed off the request at first, describing parking as a non-starter, given the city's density issues. But board Vice President Mallory Fix-Lopez would not leave it alone.
If we can't figure out parking for public school teachers, I feel that we're doomed as a city, and we're not going to be able to figure out public education.
Mayor Jim Kenney suggested the district try a shuttle system, where teachers park in a lot and are bused to their school. Fix-Lopez says the district doesn't have the resources. Other council members argue the city has bigger issues to focus on than parking for teachers, namely the safety of residents, including children, who live in neighborhoods where crime is common. Aubrey Juhas, WHYY News.